no qualifying. You line them up by points. I mean, normally Indy, I would never suggest that because of the tire wear, and I was amazed at how well that seemed to go for everybody. Obviously, it helped you guys have an Xfinity race.
Yeah.
Put some rubber down. Is that not a crazy idea? Is that not a bold idea? Is it a bold idea, or is it a silly bold idea, or is that the...
I think it's a little silly.
Okay, and tell me why, because...
Well, I think at some point you have to protect the integrity of racing in general.
Okay, okay.
And part of that process is it's not Saturday night racing.
Okay. Is that not... I mean, you've talked a lot about grassroots, but... I mean, isn't that part of the...
This isn't grassroots. Okay. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, that's fine. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
I
think it's naturally going to happen as you have situations like that. Maybe not
all the time. Before,
it's happened before. Yeah. It's naturally going to happen as you go through the years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you do a limited practice then...
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you on saying that you have, a practice... qualify and race on the same day. I'm not disagreeing with you on something like that. I think at some point you have to keep the integrity of the event. Now that doesn't mean the event can't be one day.
I was just trying to figure out if there's a way to get it, to where you could even do a double hitter.
Yeah.
And get the crews in a limited amount of time.
Yeah, I think the biggest hang up on that is really going to come down to the racetracks, and them having a doubleheader on the same day and getting them to buy into it so that they feel like they can sell enough tickets and campgrounds and in order to collect, everything that they feel like they need to get out of a weekend.
Well, that's what I kind of thought. I was like, okay, if you put two races in one day, then that's maybe...
from a driver team standpoint, I don't think you're going to get any argument out of a one day show or a 2 day show. Yeah. And, we go to a lot of these racetracks and you look around on Friday and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Why? It's definitely, you have a valid point. It's just a matter of, I don't necessarily, I'm kind of an old school thought process of, when you get to the top level of racing, that there has to be some sort of structure and integrity to the sport itself as far as the process to really weed out who's the best guy on that weekend, and who's the best team and having a wheel, for starting position or a P pick and like you did in go-karts, that was really something that you did, it just seems minor league to me.
I look at Indy and I'm like, essentially it was the top teams were the strong teams and you and Kyle would have been up there if you didn't have some different things. And so it was like, not much change in that sense. And like I said, if you do by qualifying by points, you've earned that position based off of that. You earn that pit stall based off of that. So, and that's why I was trying to keep it to where there's a reward.
Yeah.
And I was looking at trying to do two races in one day because you talk about...
What's the most talked about race?
What's the most talked about?
This season.
The most talked about race this season?
That we have or haven't run. What's the...
I'd say right now it'd probably be in Chicago with the finish.
Or the Roval.
Roval.
And that's really in my mind, hopefully something that everybody sees is you need more unique events.
Okay.
You need a story before the story even happens.
Yeah.
And having a playoff race, championship race rotation with six markets or eight markets, or whatever it may be, in big cities, whether it be California, Texas, Charlotte, wherever, Homestead, whatever that rotation of races is, and rotating the other nine championship playoff races, and then you have a built-in story for Daytona, you have a built-in story for all 10 weeks of the playoffs, and then you have, a unique event like Darlington, and you have a unique event like, the Roval, and you need more of those regular season unique dates, events, and things that change around. There are very few events that have enough equity in them to say this is the exact date that it has to be.
Yeah.
And I think as you look at Darlington, I think Darlington is one of those events that has that date equity, but why shouldn't Darlington have a playoff race every once in a while?
That's one of the hardest tracks. It should be one of the most challenging.
And why shouldn't Bristol have a playoff race every once in a while? And why is the playoff? Why is the championship race at Homestead every year? Mm-hmm. Is that best for us? I mean, I don't think so. I think it would be better to rotate around. I think coming to Vegas for the first race of the playoffs is great. Not that Chicago was a bad spot to start it, but starting it there every year gets stale, and you know, you just got to keep it fresh.
You talk about the Roval. The one thing that intrigues me about it is, in essence, I mean, because it's new and because it makes you guys uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And from an outsider looking in, not being a competitor, frankly, I like it if you guys are uncomfortable, as long as there's not a safety aspect.
Right.
But, I mean, I understand. If it's that, I get it. I just wonder, you know, if it's still going to have that same feeling next year and beyond as everybody gets more to it. And so if not, okay, everybody's going to talk about the Roval this year. Well, then what are you going to do to get people talking about it?
That's right. And I think you have those, you know, those unique events that are, you know, just kind of a phase that everybody goes through to kind of a novelty event that happens on, you know, from time to time. And that's what keeps them coming back five or six years later when you do it again. You know, it's just like, you know, when you have a place like Phoenix, you know, like Phoenix, in my opinion, should have taken one of their races and not had a race and been able to go lease that date to, you know, work something out with somebody like Mossport or Montreal or a unique race market and still been able to capitalize off the event that they were going to put on, but also taking a week off to renovate their facility, you know, take a one race off so you had the time to properly renovate your facility instead of having an event halfway in the middle of it. You know, they don't want to give up the TV money and the things that come with an event. So go cut a deal with, you know, one of these other racetracks and have a unique event and use it as a chance to test a market and do things that are different. And that's what makes the Roval great, is it's different, exciting. It's got us all back on our heels because we don't have the answers to the quiz because we don't know the questions. We don't even know what questions to put down so that we need to ask to get the answers to, because I've never passed a car at the Roval. I've literally don't even know where to start, because you think you might. You know, nobody's running side by side through turns 1, 2, and 3.
On a restart,
you know what I mean? So, you know, those are like, I'm not 100% sure on how exactly I get off a pit road. And those are good things. You know, as a competitor, you may not necessarily like them all, or you may not be, you know, the track that we would have designed on a piece of paper and done it this way. But it's still the buzz in Charlotte. You know, I live in Charlotte, and the buzz in Charlotte around that race, you never hear anybody talk about the race. Now there's just a buzz about this Roval race because it's different.
Hey, I also wanted to ask you is with having children and how that can maybe be kind of the release valve as the pressure, the stress of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I can't relate to what you guys go through, but you know, I get the sense everything gets ramped up as the playoffs go on, and I'm just curious of how having children helps either away from the track or even at the track.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make you a better driver, I understand that, but I guess you guys are in such a bubble at times, or maybe you're such experience that you know how to handle it, or how does it help having your son around?
Yeah. I think the more that you can wrap your arms around life and just kind of let it flow as normal, you know, if you're comfortable enough with everything that you have going on to be able to get your mind off of racing except for the times that, you know, you need to think about it during the week, the better off you're going to be from a mental standpoint when you get to the track on the weekends, because, you know, a lot of this is just mental stress, and, you know, I've been on both sides of it. I feel as comfortable with it this year as I've ever felt going into the first round of the playoffs, but the anticipation and the overthinking of things can really wear you down quick, you know, because of overthinking everything that you're doing or needing to thinking that you need to do something different in order to put yourself in position. So it's you can really, really stress yourself out, because I've done that before, and it makes for a long 10 weeks. But you know, you have to be engaged and into it and a part of it. But you also have to have some separation, and I think kids and family in general helps separate you from, you know, for me, I don't have time to do the social media stuff like I used to, and I'd rather be at Keelan's baseball practice and picking him up from school. And so as you go along, you're like, you know, you become mentally drained, and you say, okay, I have to prioritize life in general in order to cut out, you know, Is it Twitter? Is it Instagram? Is it, you know, this appearance or that appearance? Do I really need this, you know, sponsor? So you have to prioritize in order to get yourself into a position to where you can be mentally focused on the things that you, mentally focused on the things that you need to be focused on when you get to the racetrack, and not be mentally drained before you ever even get started.
One other thing I would ask you is, if you could, with your knowledge and experience, if you could go back and talk to your younger self. Obviously, there are a number of drivers that it took more than a decade to win a championship for whatever reason. And my guess is, early in your career, that may have weighed heavily, or more so because this is a results-oriented sport at the end of the day. As you have the success now and the comfort with where you are, how would you have guided that younger version through some of those times?
Because
I can't imagine what...
The better thing for me would have been to start how it was supposed to start, instead of starting in Dale's car, starting, you know, with seven races, going into the next year with a full season, because of the fact that you know, you had so much on your table and so much to start with, that you had to be defensive, and you didn't really have all the same struggles the first year that, you know, we had the second year, and then the third year was good, and then the fourth year was bad. It would have been better to have the first two or three years be a struggle and wrap your arms around everything and slowly progress into something, instead of starting with, you know, the high expectations and the sponsors and everything that you had to start with. It would kind of all happen backwards. You know, the hardest part for me was I got this perception from the outside looking in that you were hard to deal with and hard to work with, and really, you know, once everybody kind of figured out that you know, it was pretty productive within the walls, and from the outside looking in, you know, listening to the radio and hearing the interviews, it, you know, it didn't seem productive, but that noise also limited your options as far as, you know, things you could, you know, chances you had to have a different job, or chances you had to go to other places, because there really were no options because of the fact that everybody thought it was just a complete disaster, you know, and that's, you know, that made it hard in the beginning. And, you know, I think change for me was really good. Got in the right environment. You know, had a family, had an environment that was, you know, a little bit different than the environment that I was in before when I came to SHR, and it just all worked. So there's nothing. Our business is no different than any other. You know, when you have the right people and the chemistry, and everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction, the results are much higher. So you just, you know, to get back to your question, I guess you know, controlling that perception of who you are and what you do and how you react to things was much more important, because at the time, you know, you think, well, things aren't going good, so you need to make a headline to keep yourself relevant, or you need to raise hell, you know, on TV or radio or whatever it may be, in order to get the message across to your ownership and team and management that, you know, stuff's got to change, and you had to create this outside noise and chatter to be able to get your message across. Well, in order, in the process of doing all that, you also turned everybody else on the outside off. You got your message across to the team, and a lot of times, you know, at RCR, it all worked out, and we got things changed, and we were up and down, but we always seemed to get everything going in the right direction and get back to winning races and be competitive. But then we go back down, and then you'd make noise and chatter and make a headline and try to create the, you know, it's almost like you had to create the chaos in order to get a reaction. So whether it was creating the chaos to keep yourself relevant from a you know, attention standpoint from the fans and media and things like that, to keep your name in the news, or if it was a message to get across to the race teams. But that perception went to the other race teams, and you couldn't get out.
See, thank you. See,